The cafeteria is a better place to talk. Realistically, they can't have a live person monitoring every minute of my day.
Monitoring?
It's got to be a program. Probably not even an AI, just a simple keyword scavenger. An environment like this will make it harder for the voice recognition to work.
Why do you think someone is
ghosting
you?
I don't think. I know. Someone is ghosting me. I know the signs.
Come on.
Remember that headset I won in a lottery?
You mean the chatter you won in a
keywords, Sophia.
Oh. I get it.
There was no raffle.
Lottery.
Right. It was a setup. Someone just wanted me to have a particular
headset.
Right.
You don't think Aiden...
No, I don't. Aiden couldn't dream of doing the kind of ghosting that's been happening to me.
Then...
I think it's someone who's interested in parabolic lemonade failure.
Parabolic? Oh.
Right.
Your brother? The people who took your brother on that trip?
Exactly.
Wow.
Let's get some food.
What are you going to do?
I'm thinking about going offline.
Don't.
Why?
It's dangerous. Cars won't drive you. Hospitals won't treat you. The automatic door at the grocery store won't slide open for you, and the cashier won't take your money. You don't know what it's like to be off the grid.
And you do? Can I have a piece of the cornbread?
It's not you, come on. You'd be like a fish on dry land without your chatter.
Hang on. And presto, now I'm offline. As far as the grid knows, I've just disappeared.
If someone really is listening to you, won't they notice that you just vanished?
I've spent the last few days building a little Franken-Kamal out of my own bitstream traces.
I'm gonna pretend I understood that to keep you from explaining it again.
Good call.
So what if they're listening to me, too?
Funny you should ask. I built a small... Do you mind?
I don't want to be offline.
It's just a test.
All right.
Abracadabra. Congratulations. But as far as the world knows, you're dead. You're a ghost.
So now you think you're safe?
Theoretically, I guess you could build a program that would jump from chatter to chatter, tracking us everywhere we went, but it would have to be so unimaginably powerful.
We aren't like that.
Yeah.
I know that feeling.
Looks like it's Southern food today.
Are those real instant mashed potatoes or the other kind?
Did you see a maitre d' when you walked in?
I guess I'll have the chicken fried tofu.
Yeah. Come on. Pay attention to me now. Ask me how I am.
How are you?
Fine. Now ask me what I'm doing here.
Actually, what are you doing here? And a glass of juice, please.
No,
blue.
No. But I got by.
Oh. That's great.
You sometimes were so stupid. Will that be everything?
I mean, yeah, thanks. I'll pay for the lady.
Your card's dead.
Well, that's impossible. Oh. Wait a sec. Now try. Please. You see?
Have a nice day.
Thanks.
Can you turn mine back on?
Yeah, it was just a test. Hold on.
Phil, ask me again why I'm here eating crappy food with you in a lousy hospital cafeteria in the middle of the day.
Something's wrong?
You know, for a smart guy, you're kind of stupid sometimes.
Sophia?
I'm going to be deported.
What?
Aiden's in jail. The immigration cops caught him. They canceled like half the visas he'd arranged, including mine.
Oh, my God.
And they're going to put me on a transport next month.
Sophia.
So my life is ruined.
Oh, my God. Isn't there any way you can stay?
I can't marry a citizen real fast.
Not Aiden.
Oh. Yeah, sure. Better to see me rot in a transport back to that dump.
I didn't mean it that way.
You know, you want me to be this thing. Aiden's right. You know, you want me to be your mother, that little baba-making coffee, but I hate that place.
You don't mean that.
I'm glad I left and the cubbies can turn it into a damn ashtray for all I care.
I think you should go now.
How is you?